This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Our goalie, Darren Pang, one of our analysts, joins us every week here on Cisco NHL Live. Panger, what do you have? Great to have you with us today. How are you, my man?
Well, there's a developing situation, my friend, and I believe it's already happened in Ottawa, hasn't it?
It has. We got Eric Carlson, 7 years.
And I can give you a little bit more of an update. Bob McKenzie tweeted out 7 years with a cap hit of $6.5 million per year, so we don't know exactly how that money is going to be allocated, but it adds up to an average annual salary of $6.5 million for the cap. So you have any reaction to that, Mr. Payne?
You know, I would just say that I'm sure there's a lot of managers out there that are worried about that deal. I say worried only because they've got their own players that need to be signed. And you know, I think a lot of general managers have tried to get a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal after their entry level deals have expired, and not get these young players on 6, 7, 8 year deals. But now we've seen Drew Doughty get his 7-year deal, and now we've got Eric Carlson. And you know, I'm thinking in the year from now, Doug Armstrong of the St. Louis Blues is going, oh, I got Alex Petrangelo, I got Kevin Shattenkirk, and I know in keeping in line with, I'll just use Doug Armstrong as an example, you know, he's tried to get those guys out of their entry-level deals, Eric Johnson, TJ Oshie, David Perron, into, one- or two-year deals and buying a little bit of time before he gets them into these long-term deals. But, you know, Carlson's a great young player. We know that. When he's got the puck, he's a magician. And the best is yet to come for Eric Carlson. We've seen Drew Doughty win a Stanley Cup, and we saw the season that Alex Petrangelo had. So these are special players. And if you're a manager or an owner and you want to make sure they get locked up, then you do your darndest to get them locked up. And if you feel like it's the right deal for your organization, you just go ahead and do that. And that's the way the system is right now. But, boy, I would have to think that these owners and general managers want a little bit of a break on these players off their entry-level deals. But, you know, right now there's not much there. There's not much not much negotiation that you've got right there. You're jumping right into these deals that are $6.5 and $7 million deals. That's a lot of money for these young kids, that's for sure.
Thang, I want to ask you about some goalie situation. First, Tampa says, hey, Anders Lindback could be our guy. They go out and they acquire him. Question is, a former goalie, how has Tampa seen enough of a body of work to make the assessment that Lindback might in fact be good enough at this point to be the number one goalie?
You know what, Bill, that's a good question. You do your best. You trust your goalie coach, your scouts that are out there. You ask a lot of questions. Hey, listen, no one knows about Anders Lindback. I've watched Anders practice time and time again. He's in the Central Division. Pekka Rinne generally plays when I see the team, but I will watch the other guys practice the same way I watched Jonathan Bernier during the Stanley Cup playoffs. You try to get a feel for that goalie, and you're speculating now. You're saying, listen, I got a guy here that's 6'6", that's 23 or 24 years of age, that's been backing up one of the best goalies in the league, and our hope is that for a couple of second-round draft picks that he's going to turn out to be a number one guy. If you're wrong, you're wrong. You're hoping that you're not, and I think for Steve Yzerman and his staff in Tampa Bay, he looks at Lindbach and he says, you know, how close is this guy to Pekka Rinne? Does he mirror the development of Pekka, or is he slightly behind him? Is he the same athlete, or is he behind him? And if he's slightly behind him, you're still getting a darn good goaltender. My feeling is that he's not exactly Pekka Rinne. They are different the way they play. Rinne catches more pucks, a little bit more athletic. But what I see with Lindbach is that he's a battler. He's a competitive kid. He's got an unbelievable work ethic, and now he's got an opportunity to be a number one goaltender, and they can battle for time with Mathieu Garon. So, I hope that Anders really, I hope that he's learned enough from Pekka Rinne that he's able to take all that experience and then turn that into being a good, solid number one goaltender for Steve in Tampa Bay.
How about Josh Harding? He signs today. Kind of surprising a little bit. I thought he might go to the market. There's not a ton of goalies on the open market that have a little bit of experience like Josh Harding has. But he skips that. He signs a 3-year deal with the Minnesota Wild. Give me your thoughts on that deal itself and also Josh Harding from what you see from him in goal.
Yeah, that's a really interesting sign. And I know the last couple of days, Josh has let it be known that he wants to re-sign in Minnesota. And, you know, I had thought that this would be an opportunity for Josh to test the free agent waters out there and go out there and you know, prove himself as a number one goaltender in the NHL instead of a guy that's going to be behind Backstrom. I think Josh is really interesting. I know everybody likes him there. I know he's got a great personality, and he's a very, very good athlete. A unique guy, being a left-hander that he can play the puck well. He can catch pucks. He seems to have a lot of real good athletic ability. The thing about Josh is he's had a tendency to get, obviously he's been banged up a little bit. Tore his entire ACL on the final preseason game a couple of years ago while in St. Louis playing for Minnesota. So he hasn't really had that chance or that longevity to prove that he can withstand an entire season. But as far as being intrigued by Josh, I am. I mean, I think that he can be a really good goaltender. And again, looking back at it now, he must feel or see that there's something there in Minnesota. Maybe it's Backstrom's health. Maybe it's just the relationship he has with Backstrom. Or, you know, maybe he thinks that Backstrom's, you know, maybe kind of waning down a little bit in terms of how much he's going to play. But I do find that interesting that he's going to stay there in Minnesota and continue his career there and not somewhere else.
All right, Panger. Hey, we'll leave it there as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure, guys. Lots going on. Have a great day.
All right, Panger.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.